Item number 13.
From the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, submitting a semi-annual informational report on the status of all currently authorized airport capital improvement projects. This item is also going to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Oh, okay. Mr. Bateman.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is Deputy Director Pat Walsecker. Do you have any questions about any items on the semi-annual report?
Any questions or comments? Since there are none, you got this is very simple. Since information, we don't take no action. Committee, I would like to go back to item number one of the resolution. Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do believe that we've already had a motion to approve by myself. I think you'll see from the information on the taxi dispatch, hopefully that will answer any of the questions that you have. Once again, that this is about what the resolution before the county board is quite simple, is that we support the city's efforts to create a competitive taxi environment that I believe is, and I think this committee should believe, that will benefit the taxpayers of Milwaukee County. Whether it's the effect will be felt when they're downtown enjoying themselves, or the effect of potentially lower property taxes in the future by supporting the paratransit system. So once again, I move approval and look forward to your support.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion for approval. Dan Bain.
Yes, good morning.
Will you come up and talk about these three items that you nicely put it so we have this in the record? Just go by each one, the question, the answer, question, answer, and make it brief.
Okay. The first question was, is the cost of the taxi service more attributed to the dispatch center or the cost of the ride? And the short answer is that the paratransit program pays a $5.75 administrative fee for every ride that's taken. And that fee covers a number of administrative type expenses. We do not know which portion of that is dispatch. The average cost of a paratransit taxi ride is $12.75, therefore the majority of that fee goes to the transportation component and to the driver of the taxi, him or herself. The second question was, is there only one paratransit taxi dispatch center? And currently we have one contract for paratransit taxi rides, and those rides are dispatched, to our knowledge, through one center with a company that we have a contract with.
Who do we have a contract with?
That's with the American United Taxi Cab Company. And the third question was, how are rides dispatched? To our knowledge, there could be a large number of taxis out there, and they post to a geographic area, and then as the reservationist takes a call, they assign those potential rides to geographic areas. And really, on the equipment that the taxi drivers have, they only see the rides that are posted to their geographic area. And it's basically first come, first serve. They claim the ride that they would like to provide.
Yeah, these were my questions. Thank you very much. You answered my questions, and this is, to me, this is enlightening. I think sometimes we focus on the wrong piece of this, which is, i.e., the taxi. It's really the dispatch center, and there is clearly, I believe, a monopoly with regard to the dispatch center. You put more taxis on the road, and the dispatch center is probably going to have more work for its monopoly. But I do appreciate having that information. The last one, how are rides dispatched? It's a service zone that becomes available in the area, first available to the taxi driver who has the ability to claim the ride. And, of course, that requires that they obtain service from the dispatch center. Now, perhaps there's another business model that can be developed with smartphones and GPS. I clearly invite the business community to take a look at that. But I fear that we're really not addressing the issue that perhaps we're trying to address here. Thank you very much. I appreciate that information.
Okay, we do have a motion for approval. Any other comments or questions? Madam Clerk, call the roll on item number one.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Eskew.
Haas?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
All right, thank you.